Okay, I'm in a call with Professor Eero Ratnam. He's one of the most relevant persons in the trenchless and underground engineering society. Professor, I'm a student from the project management master. I'm making a research project about the social and environmental benefits of the trenchless technologies in Colombia. So I need your consent to record this interview.
Okay, my pleasure.
Okay, thank you very much. Professor, Colombia is in a situation where the trenchless technologies are coming like for the past 6 years, more or less. And we have this increase for some projects from EPM, which is one of the public service companies. But other than that, the technologies have found some problems getting in the market. So the market is quite low, and we're in a situation where we need to promote these technologies. So what can you tell us about in other countries? How are they promoting these technologies, and what are the social and environmental benefits that you can see from these technologies?
Well, I think when you look at crowded urban areas, which we're seeing right now, the populations are moving to cities, and so we don't have a lot of space, and we have a lot of surface traffic, and minimize any kind of disruption. You know, we can't have roads shut down for extended periods of time because we're digging trenches to either install or rehabilitate existing water and wastewater infrastructure and that. And so we turn to non-destructive or minimally destructive technologies like trenches technologies, which have been around for quite a while. And, you know, we see definitely there's a lot of benefits. The system is up and running very quickly. You know, you have minimum impact to the surface. If you look at communities, you minimize lost revenue to, you know, parking meters, businesses in the area. I mean, if you shut down a road, what about all the businesses? You know, that those are social type costs, we call them, where, you know, they would lose business because people can't gain access or easy access to them during times of major road shutdowns. Also, you have people's time. When you have to detour around an area because of a road being shut down, then there's a lot of traffic jams. And already, most major urban cities have a lot of traffic issues that they have to contend with. And so, by minimizing those, you can use trenchless type technologies. Furthermore, when you look at pollution impacts, construction is one of the biggest areas that create air emissions and pollution. And so, a lot of studies have been done. I've done some myself where we've looked at the impact of comparing open cut emissions to emissions generated by trenchless methods. And in all cases, trenchless methods are significantly less environmental pollution impacts than you'll find with traditional open cut.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about how to convince the people, especially the mayors of the cities, because right now they don't see many times the benefits, especially the economical benefits. So we believe that these impacts cannot be assessed to the people. What do you think about how can we convince the mayors and the authorities?
Well, I think one thing is education is obviously the key. And so the first step in education is to go to the authorities and give small presentations, maybe at lunchtime or somewhere, to the staff and the people at the authorities to make them comfortable with the technology. And then the second step is to actually take them to see any local job site so they get an opportunity to actually see, visualize for themselves just how beneficial trenchless methods are by looking and seeing how, you know, you don't have to have road closures and there's not a lot of equipment on the job site to contend with and that. So I think really the key to anything like that is education.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you tell us a little bit of the process from the implementation in other countries, maybe in the US? How has been the process on implementing these technologies?
Well, so with that, you know, what we do is we definitely, education, as I said, implementing these is very, very critical from an education perspective. And I think that's where we try to do the best we can. And so that means going out and talking to the individuals that are in authority and power to make these decisions or the, regarding the adoption of trenchless technologies. And as I say, we do field trips. We have a lot of conferences. We bring them to our national No Dig conference here. The North American Society for Trenchless Technologies offers what we call them municipal scholarships. And so around North America, they can submit an application. And then if they're successful, then they would get the opportunity for a partially funded trip to come to the wherever the National No Dig is, and then see the exhibitions and talk to the people and actually listen to talks about what's happening in the trenchless.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor. I think it's been a pleasure experience to talk with you and to know how do you perceive the benefits of these technologies.
Great. Thank you very much.